This is a homebrew podcast.
How's it going? How's the weather? Hey, is the popcorn almost ready? I think the movie's about to start.
I couldn't find any popcorn. All I could find was this popped egg corn, which I don't think it's supposed to be prepared this way.
Yeah, I don't want any of that. No, thank you.
Oh, I'll try some of that. Tastes delicious.
That's disgusting.
You're disgusting.
Well, where is Porterhouse? They're supposed to be here helping me get everything ready for movie night.
Porterhouse? Who's that?
They're our newest crew member. Is this their idea to do movie night? They're supposed to be getting Gregory from West Annika. I don't know. He's on the news or something.
Yeah, I think that's what they were doing. I think they're just getting Gregory, and they're going to be right here for movie night. Hopefully they have popcorn, too.
Right. Well, it's just not a movie night without Porterhouse, so gotta make sure they're here before we get rolling.
Now recording.
Welcome to the crew, Porterhouse.
Welcome back to Sanity Damage, and welcome to the new year. Welcome back to this tabletop role-playing game, actual play, live show. I'm your Dungeon Master, Nathan, and joining me are Cody.
Abraham Blavatsky, I sure hope that other team doesn't let something terrible happen, like one of these artifacts getting burned in one of those magic-eating fires or something. Did we tell them how to stop those?
Pippin.
Tor, I don't think we did.
Ellen.
Penelope Whitlock. Still America's favorite baby angel.
What's America? And Alex.
That got me. Orf. I always know who I'm attacking. Every time. Always.
Join us on episode 73 of our first campaign, To Whom the Sea Belongs. Last time, you all screwed up and let one of the other artifact items get burned in one of those magic-eating fires. All right, happy new year. A word from our sponsors. Comic Book Yeti's Cryptid Creator Corner is an award-winning comics interview podcast hosted by Jimmy Gasparo and Byron O'Neill. They drop every Tuesday and Friday, so check them out on any podcatcher to listen to the Cryptid Creator Corner. Tune in for chats with some of the biggest names in indie comics and beyond. Quick note on our tea. We're still waiting. We had some production delays because of the manufacturer, but I will keep you in the loop there. Estimated mid-February, but I'll let you know when I know more. All right. We are rewinding the tape. We are back in formerly Cliffs Bay, now Kokaris. The other party, the treasure hunting party, whose journey we have followed for the past several sessions, has just set sail, or is in the process rather, of speaking with Savannah and getting ready to embark. Meanwhile, Abraham, Arf, Tor, and Penelope, the four of you wake up this morning in the Lion's Den Inn and Tavern. You're preparing to set out on your own journey. What all would you like to do this morning?
So Penny is going to take a moment to herself and Raven, and she's going to take a deep breath and think about the conversation she had with the Mother Superior yesterday. And she's gonna, I imagine there's like a little mirror in her room, and she's gonna take out her gross sword, and she's gonna try to Mulan cut her hair with her sword.
Okay.
Maybe roll for it?
Yeah. I mean, unless, have you done this before?
No.
Okay.
Who has done this before?
Good point. Yeah, give me like a performance check or a dexterity check or performance or sleight of hand, your choice.
Sleight of hand's plus 5 and performance is plus 3. Sleight of hand.
All right.
That is a 24 roll. Nice. Foundry loves Penny. Okay. 24 to Mulan cut my hair into like a nice little bob.
Yeah, it looks good.
Cool. You rolled a 24 and you chose a bob?
Yeah. You know, it's like the post-breakup haircut.
Right. It's as good as Bob's look.
Yeah, exactly. And so she's going to kind of bundle up her hair into like little bundles for all the little nuns. So in case she dies or becomes a famous explorer and never comes back, they have like a little piece of her. It's very gross. It's very gross.
To true resurrect her at a later point if they...
Yeah, basically.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What about the rest of you?
Yeah.
If it's just business as normal, that's fine too. We can move forward into the docks.
Yeah, I don't think Abraham's got too much on the docket for the day.
Yeah, I'd say the same for Arf, just business as usual for him.
All right.
Yeah, Tor's not much of a socialite.
Sure. Well, the Lion's Den obviously offers you free food out of what they have. It's nothing fancy, but they do definitely still view you as significant heroes. I mean, it was only 2 days ago that we had the Battle of Cliffs Bay and the giant Elder Brain and the Slod and the Dragon and all of that. All of that was 2 days ago. So we're still in like high hurricane season. There are still thunderstorms sweeping through Kokaris, although the storms this morning are lighter. It's mainly like a steady rain, but there's not a lot of like massive wind or anything like that. You can all head into the markets. You can get supplies if you want to. Otherwise, you can look at ships. If you go to your journals and go to the Cliffs Bay markets, I believe you all have access to that.
Is it under Kokaris Markets?
Yeah, Kokaris Markets. Page 1 offers a variety of seafaring vessels. Based on your negotiations with Kokaris Markets, not Nerau Markets.
I see, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Based on your negotiations with the newly elected Council of Kokaris, you are able to take poorly repaired... You can take one of these boats for free. You're just going to have to pay for the repairs. So the estimated cost is reflected there. Stormbreaker obviously has already been claimed, but any of these other boats would be potential candidates. The other thing that you'll need to do, of course, is find a crew capable of helping you sail it. You all are not as competent at sailing yourselves as the other player or as the other heroes are, so you definitely want to... Is Abraham a good sailor, or were you agreeing with me? I couldn't tell.
No, I'm agreeing with you.
Okay.
Yeah, Penny's never been on a boat before.
Yeah.
I mean, Abraham has been on a boat before. I'm just as a passenger.
Right. Yeah, so you will certainly want to find a competent and capable crew, especially given that fact. I know Tor is a sailor, but that's still one out of four instead of most of you knowing your way around a boat in the other party.
He may be a sailor, but is he captain material?
Oh, Mr. Captain Tor. What is this voice I'm doing for Penny? It's been a minute.
It'll come back.
It'll come back to me.
Should we hire a captain?
Yeah, that'd probably be smart, right? Because, like... I don't know how to... Maybe Raven can be the captain? Raven, you've been on a boat before, right?
Boat?
Yeah, see, Raven knows all about boats.
Captain!
Listen, I could be the captain, but I run a ship based on fear.
Do we all have to have gross hands?
No, only the captain.
Okay, well...
You there, you are looking for a captain to sail a boat?
Maybe.
Yeah?
Yeah,
who's asking?
Yeah, you would see a human, a young adult male human, somewhere in his 20s. He is quite obviously a, like, pirate or a sailor. I popped out a little image of him on the island. Obviously not to scale. He's got that ragtag, like, sleeveless, torn-off t-shirt. He's got a bandana on his head. Doesn't wear any shoes. And has a buckler and, like, a war pick slung over his back and a flintlock pistol in his belt. He also has an eye patch on one of his eyes. And he's leaning under a tin awning over... near the roads that head back to the marketplaces, but he's looking out over the pier, over the docks, with kind of a wistful expression. He says, my name's Guthrie. I'm not a captain myself, but I do sail for one, quite a good one, famous one, you may have heard of him. But we find ourselves... In a bit of a predicament. We want to get back on the water, but we don't have a boat anymore. It was destroyed in the battle in the past few days.
And who's this captain?
And he, like, puffs his chest out a little bit, like he's proud to serve under this captain. His name's Pete Sixshoot.
Have I heard of him?
You can make a history check. Any of you can make a history check.
I mean, I love the name. Oh, Penny's so dumb, though, man. Oh, that's a 14.
Yeah, I got a 15.
Mm-hmm. Damn. Ooh, is that Tor? Yeah.
Does it always take him 6 shots to hit one?
He all rolled really good.
Yeah, you did.
Wow, Foundry. Foundry loves
us. Well, we used them all up. Get ready for ones now.
Yeah, exactly. Just in time for combat. Oh, hey, we've been recording for 11 minutes, so Penelope, can you make a wisdom save?
Wow.
Damn it, Nathan. Why? It's a joke. You're a joke. Make a wisdom save.
He didn't say JK.
Do I get advantage at least?
Yeah, new year.
Okay.
All right, yeah, no sanity damage to you.
Cool.
Tor would definitely recognize Pete Sixshoot, although Arf and even Abraham might feel like the name is vaguely familiar. Penny hasn't really done anything boat-related before. She's just lived in the city, so not ringing a bell for her. But Pete is kind of like a mid-tier pirate. You know, he's no Edward Rackman. He's no Thousand Tooth Tom, but he's got a fair amount of notoriety around his name. He's plundered a handful of ships.
Good or bad notoriety? Like, I mean, not that it would really matter to Tor, but just curiosity. Is like, he feared or is he a respected pirate? You know, there's that fine line.
Yeah. As the fine line in piracy goes, I'd say he's more respected. Okay. If you ask, like, the common layperson or, like, an upstanding, law-abiding sailor, then feared because he's a pirate. So every pirate automatically is feared, right? So, yeah, among pirates, more honorable.
He's an all right fellow.
Well, good enough for me.
Well, if you like, I'll arrange an introduction. Let you all talk it over, figure out terms and conditions for you booking passage on our ship.
Well, wait, won't it be our ship that you're manning?
He blinks. I don't see what you mean.
Aren't we paying for the repairs?
I'll introduce you to the captain. I'll let you and him work it out. How about that?
I suppose so, but I just want to get off on the right foot. You know, I don't want anyone thinking I'm paying for their new vessel. And...
All right, sure. Well, he's in the riverbed complex. I'll take you there. We'll see what we can figure out. And Guthrie would lead you through the familiar streets where you have fought many a battle. Take you back to the riverbed complex. And this is actually the same, like, plaza where you all fought the Elder Brain and where it plane shifted away from Cliffs Bay when things got too dire for it. Gonna take just a second to pop you all out on this map.
I mean, that is the deal, right? I mean, we are the ones that have the deal for defending this place to get a ship for free as long as we pay for the repairs, right?
Yeah, that was a little sus, right?
I mean, he's right here, but yes.
Sorry. It was a little sus, right?
sure. I mean, I'm a pirate, right? So... kind of comes with the territory.
I mean, he's not wrong. Do you think I'll be a good pirate? I've never been on a boat before.
Just being on a boat doesn't automatically make you a pirate.
Yes, it does.
Well, then call me Captain Abraham, because I've been on a bunch of them.
So he leads you into this... tavern, which has been kind of converted into almost like a wartime mess hall. It's got far more tables in like rigid rows than it did months ago. The bar over in the shadows is kind of turned into a like a soup kitchen, almost like they're just handing out cheap ale and cheap soups. It's bustling. People are in here eating. This is one of the few parts of the riverbed tavern the riverbed complex that doesn't have very many illithid fungal growths on it anymore, which is certainly helpful to establish or to foster kind of a sense of safety. Guthrie directs you over to a shadowed corner. Sorry, again, one moment. He leads you over to a corner in the complex. There's a man in this corner who has kicked his boots up on the table, lounging in a shadowed booth and taking slow drags on his cigar. A 10-gallon hat obscures his features, but you can see that his ears are blue-green and have that bat-like webbing common among Tritons. Assuming you'll approach him.
Yeah. I see him there.
Yeah. As he sees you getting close and sees that Guthrie is with you, he will light the candle on his table to illuminate the space a little bit more.
Well, hello there. See, you've met one of me crew. Pull up a chair. You want to talk business, I assume?
Takes another slow drag on his cigar.
Yes, we're looking for some men to sail a ship.
Well, my crew and I can certainly do that for you. Name's Pete Sixtude, and he'll hold a hand out. Assume you've heard of me.
Penny shakes it vigorously.
Yes.
Oh, hello there, young one. Yes, yes.
Hi, my name's Penelope Whitlock.
Excellent.
This is Raven. Say hi, Raven.
Hi, Raven.
An intelligent bird you have there. Impressive.
Oh, yeah, she's great. She's the best. She can't die, technically.
Wish I could say the same.
Don't we
Pete
all?
Pete is a Triton in his early 40s. His bluish skin is leathery and creased like most lifelong sailors. He is, as you can see here, he's dressed like a rancher. and appraises you with keen purple eyes. You see a rifle slung over his back. He's got like the leather vest and the like riding chaps, which doesn't make any sense because he's a sailor, not a horseman, but that does not stop him from wearing these.
Well, it's a pleasure to meet you. My crew is a little bit more familiar with you than I am, but I'm not much of a I'm very knowledgeable about the sailing types.
Yeah, I've never been on a boat, and I've literally never heard of you. But we are trying to go to Shigeyodai as soon as possible.
I think that can be arranged. There is one little problem right now that my crew and I are facing, and that's a lack of a boat.
Yeah, so if we were to acquire a boat, and like it's our boat, but would y'all be able to sail it? And you guys promise you're not going to like steal it from us?
Well, we can arrange some kind of contract. Of course, we won't steal it from you if we're making some kind of agreement here. Now, the difficult conundrum that I see here is that all of you are not really sailors, except for that big guy over there. He's got an anchor. I don't know if that means he's a sailor or what, but I mean, if you were to buy a boat, but I were to captain the boat, whose boat is it really?
Like our boat. Like, we're putting the goat gold down.
We pay for.
Yeah.
But you wouldn't be able to do anything with it, if not for me and my crew.
We would figure it out.
I'll fucking burn it to the ground if I have to.
He would.
That'd be pretty hard to do, given that the ground is so far below the waves. But hyperbole and metaphor aside, I suppose, takes a slow drag on his cigar again. Suppose we can call it your boat, but legally you'd own it on paper and all that. That's fine. But I would be the captain in terms of calling the shots when we're on the water. Because I know what it takes to run a boat, what it takes to run a crew. Once we reach land, it's up to you. And once we reach land and make port, the boat's in your name. I would not sail away with it. That would make me a thief. I'm a pirate, not a thief.
What's the difference? Because, like, I was always told, like, the same. One and the same. Not that, like, I'm judging you. Like,
no, young one. No, pirates pirate. Thieves, they thieve. He winks at you.
Okay. And then she's gonna turn to, like, Tor or something and, like, do, like, the shrug, like, I don't know what he's talking about thing.
Did you see Tor nodding? Mm.
See, this one gets it. Well, all right. I call the shots on the sea. You call the shots in the land. It's your boat. When we make port, if I have enough to buy my own boat, then we may part ways. If we have a good working relationship after this venture, then maybe we stay on and keep working together.
How much crew do you have? Is it just like you and this guy?
There's seven of us.
Seven?
Guthrie.
Okay.
Guthrie, there's seven of us. Me, Guthrie, five others.
And
we've been around the block. We know our way on a ship.
What would the split be for, you know, any piracy were to happen?
Sure, yeah. So it's your boat, right? But I'm the captain when we're on the sea, so it only seems fair that 75% goes to me and my crew, and 25% to split up among the rest of you there.
Doesn't sound like a very good deal to me.
Yeah, I don't think that sounds really good. I feel like we could just, like, pay a crew and, like, spend less money, you know?
Yeah, tell me
why. But it's your boat. It's your boat. Like, otherwise, it's my boat.
I mean, 50-50 sounds pretty fair to me. What do you think, Mr. Abraham? 50-50?
I feel like I could do more myself than...
Pete, is like watching you very keenly, Abraham. 50-50 seems pretty reasonable to me.
Hmm. 50-50.
60-40?
I'll do 60-40 in my favor.
No.
All right, 50-50 seems reasonable then.
What if me and you had a shoot-off?
You really want to do that, huh?
I gotta see what I'm paying for. If we get attacked on the seas, I want to know that I'm paying 50% for protection.
We talking non-lethally fighting each other, or we talking a game of darts?
I was thinking like target practice with some empty bottles.
Yeah, like let's let's do that. That sounds really cool. I think there's some empty champagne bottles from our last brunch.
All right, name a time and place.
Now?
Let's go out back.
He pulls a pocket watch out. Well, it is high noon.
All right.
He stands up. Let's go.
I guess this is happening.
Yeah. Right. As they get up and go, I'm going to. I'm gonna like pat Abraham on the back and bless him really quick.
Okay. Yeah, I obviously don't have a map prepared to do a shoot-off, so we're just gonna we're gonna stay on this map.
I think
map.
We can shoot our guns inside. We're heroes.
Yeah.
You know, that's completely fair. You are heroes. I was gonna say, if nothing else, you could do it in like the fighting pit back at the Lion's Den, but yeah, either way, whether it's here or there, it's a similar kind of tavern-y setup. You can line up some empty bottles on the bar and make sure everyone clears out.
I was gonna say, I'm gonna whisper to Abraham. Abraham, do you know how to shoot a gun?
I was just gonna shoot Eldritch Blast.
Oh, okay.
Oh, now that wasn't part of our agreement. All right, you pick your weapon. I'm picking mine. I'm just seeing what you're made of here, but you can't handle a gun. That's none of my problem. All right, everyone. All right, clear out. We're gonna do some target practice here. It's no fight. Don't freak out when you hear gunshots. No one's gonna get hurt. He twirls his gun around his finger, and you can see both of his guns have like huge like Bowie knives strapped to them as well.
Very fancy. Well, shall you go first, or will I lead?
After you.
Mr. Off, if you would throw a bottle in the air.
I have one in my possession. I'm just like, alright, well, I'm gonna get a different one, not this one. Not a scrap a bottle. And I go, alright, boys. I'm looking, it's a whiskey bottle, and a small tear rolls down my face. I'm like, you boys ready? Don't hit me now.
I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
What you're made of.
All right, so I'm going to count down, and I'm going to count up. I'm going to go 1, 2, 3. I'm going to throw the bottle, and then you guys go. Don't wait until I say 3 and throw it, okay? All right.
All right.
1, 2, 3. And I throw the bottle as high as I can and scurry away.
Oh my god, I botched.
You do get to add a plus d4 to it.
Oh.
I don't think it's gonna do anything.
No. One's an auto miss.
Oh, you can only hope that they auto miss as well.
Right.
I shouldn't have had a drunk person do this.
Well, we can have the little lady there throw one next time, or this big fella.
I think it's only fair that you have the drunk guy throw one for you too.
Oh, absolutely. I'm not slaying otherwise.
Can my bird also be in the shootout then? Like, if we're just
shoot
letting
the
anyone
raven.
In the No!
Moving
no!
Forward.
No! I'm sorry, are you saying you want the bird to be shot or you want the bird to shoot things?
I want the bird to shoot things.
Shoot things.
Well, I don't rightly see how a bird's capable of doing anything like that, but I mean,
and Raven cast Toll the Dead on the bottle.
It shatters right before it hits the ground. It's like, all right, okay. I think what I'm gonna do for the armor class of the thrown bottle is I'm gonna have whoever throws it make a dexterity check. Just a straight dexterity check. So, Arf, do you want to do that for the next bottle that we'll have?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have Pete take his shot.
All right, so here we go. I'm gonna count down again. One, count up. One, two, three. Throws the bottle again. And let's see, that is it.
What the hell?
Wait, why did it roll? Did it roll twice?
I think you must have like rolled
with
advantage.
You must have advantage or something.
Yeah. Advantage. All right, but
probably ability.
Your
checks.
Advantage.
Yeah, it was
your...
a one. The first one was a one.
And your what's your dex bonus?
Normal roll, plus three.
All right, so we're looking for a four or more here, just not a crit fail, and that's a 23, my friend. He shoots it right out of the air.
God damn it! All right.
Now I just rolled one.
Best out of three, right?
yeah, best out of three. That works for me. Now, before we conclude this, let's say. Do you wanna put a contract on it? Like, say I outshoot you, and we go 75-25 my favor. You outshoot me, we go 60-40 your favor.
It's either 60-40 both ways or 75-25 both ways.
I don't know. With you shooting like that, it seems like I kind of got the upper hand here. Like, I'm not gonna be.
Well,
count
then
on you for
probably
much.
Probably wouldn't. You shouldn't be so scared to lose, then, should you?
All right, 60-40, either way. Deal? Go hold his hand out.
I look back at the crew. What do you think?
Penelope's giving you like a little thumbs up.
Tor, Arf, thumbs up.
Yeah, let's do it, but I don't want to be using these whiskey bottles anymore. It's heartbreaking.
And Raven's going to land on Abraham's shoulder and give the help action.
Nice. Okay. Now, that bird there, that's impressive. It was able to squawk and blow something, blow up that bottle. That's pretty impressive. I do trust you guys can hold your own in a fight. It should come to that. So that's why I'm comfortable saying 60-40 either way, based on how this goes.
Okay, yeah, Raven's really special. Like, she's mine. She's not on the table.
Oh, that's all right. I don't want the bird. I just want the profit.
Okay.
All right. Nice. Arf has gathered up some empty wine bottles. Can I make a sleight of hand check to see if I can get some whiskey, like some full whiskey bottles without anybody seeing too while I'm doing that?
Sure.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, the focus of the tavern is on this confrontation between Abraham and Pete, so you've got a good shot.
Okay, I'm just like, while I'm getting the empty wine bottles, I'm like, you know, I just can't see this happen anymore. I'm gonna, and I just kind of like go into their trash, and I'm like, I'm gonna get some of these. You don't mind, do you? I'm just taking care of your trash for you. Okay, great. But while they're not looking, I'm gonna try to take some of those. Let's see, my sleight of hand was a crit! A crit!
Where was that? What for the DC for the bottle?
I'm all over tonight.
You know what? It's fun.
You steal
I love this
one full bottle of whiskey.
Okay, I have
completely full, like unopened.
I have two full bottles of whiskey now.
I'm loving all right. These wild rolls tonight.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm like, all right, are you boys ready for your shoot off now? Got the bottles.
Round two.
All right. I'm gonna count up. One, two, three. Throws the bottle. It is a 17. Dexterity.
Oh my god.
Nice.
You get advantage plus a d4.
Nice.
crit it.
Crit.
Oh, I got the exact same roll.
Yeah.
All right. Impressive. Skill right. Recognizes skill. That was a good shot.
Thank all you. Right, these wine bottles are actually easier to hit.
All right. Are you ready, sir? Are you ready?
I'm ready. All right. Let her rip.
1, 2, 3. Throws up the bottle. Oh, another 17 on the dice.
Ooh. Damn, he blasts it. All right. Well, we're even. Said 2 out of 3, so we're tied here. I gotta get at least one more on you.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Little fella.
Wow. You talking to me?
Yeah. You gonna throw the next one?
Oh, I wanna throw it at him now.
Little Raven's, fella. Raven's still giving Abraham the help action.
Alright.
Oh, I'll throw the bottle. You just wait.
I'm sorry. I meant no disrespect. He sweeps his hat off and gives you like a deep bow.
Arf turns around and he looks at Abraham and goes, "Are you ready? You better kick his ass."
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. Counting up. 1, 2, 3.
Very nice.
I got a 16.
And I got
yours are on the way.
They're processing. But you also get a D4. Don't forget, because you're blessed.
Oh, his rolled up here where it says Eldritch Blast. It's a 23, so you got it.
Nice.
All right. Assuming I hit this one and we tie, let's make it a little more interesting. I'm sorry, Mr. Seelfolk, how would you like to be addressed?
You can just call me Arf.
Arf, then. All right. Go ahead and throw one for me, and let's make sure we're on the same page here.
On the same page? What? I've been throwing them for you.
Oh, no, I mean that Abraham doesn't win this round.
Oh. We're not on different pages. We're reading different books, sir.
Not sure what that means. Just throw a bottle, please, if you don't mind.
1, 2, 3.
Got it.
Ooh.
Ooh. Oh! He still got it, though.
Still hit.
Yeah.
Just barely.
Yeah, it, like, clips. It doesn't completely shatter, but he still gets it. All right. What do you say, Abraham? How many of those beams can you throw off at once?
2.
Maybe
more? I haven't tried.
Arf, you want to throw 2 bottles at once for each of us?
2 for 1. All right, let's do it.
Abraham, if you hit both of these and I hit only one, that counts as you winning. Vice versa. Winning the round, not winning the overall contest.
All right.
You boys ready?
I think so.
Raven's giving the health action. Plus, you're blessed.
All right, here we go. I'm gonna roll with advantage. Then we just add 4 to either.
Yeah, sounds good.
1, 2, 3. No way.
9 and 12.
Oh, 9 and 12. Yeah, I was like, yeah. The same.
I rolled like shit.
You hit them both. Wait.
What, no. What are your rolls? D4. And one of those should be with advantage.
I got a 2.
I think you do hit them both. 3 plus 7 is 10.
+2.
Yeah, it's 12. Yeah. Yeah, you hit them both.
Whew!
Pretty impressive there. All right.
Good job, buddy.
When you're ready, Arf, sir.
Oh, I'm ready. Arf's got the bottles. He kind of like clinks them together a little bit. Clink, 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 clink. That was all right. That didn't do nothing. You can check them if you want. And then, all right. 1, 2, 3. He throws them both up.
11 and 12. Mm-hmm. Ooh, he misses one. And he hits the other.
Wow. Bastard.
All right. Well, you win that round. 1-1. I think we could keep doing this all day. What do you say we just cut it at 50-50?
Yeah, I think you're pretty capable. I feel like we're paying for some quality crew here. And the ship is ours. And if we have a good working relationship, maybe we can work out some sort of charter situation where we get 10% of your piracy funds.
Let's see how this first trip goes. I think we can work something out. Assuming we're all still on good terms when we reach Shikyodai.
Yeah, I think we're going to be...
Yeah, I think so.
Best friends?
Best friends. That's right. That's right.
Okay. I trust you. I don't not trust you. Insight check.
We'll take you straight there. We'll split any loot 50-50 from piracy. The boat's yours. He seems trustworthy.
Okay.
Trustworthy pirate.
Yeah, I mean, right, he's a pirate, like, he'll steal stuff, but he's honorable. He's a gentleman, kind of the same way, like, Abraham is, right? Like, Abraham isn't safe, but Abraham is trustworthy. If Abraham says he's gonna destroy an island, better believe he's gonna destroy an island.
Yeah, you really ought to probably worry about that if he says he could, because he could. I don't like to bluff.
But did he destroy an island?
No, not yet.
It's on his bucket list.
It is.
Maybe one day, if I'm lucky.
Well, are there any matters that you all would like to attend to before getting your boat squared away and getting the crew in order?
We should probably go buy a boat. Hey, Pete, do you mind if I call you Pete, or is it like Mr. Six Shooter?
Pete, Captain Pete, actually.
Captain Pete, do you want to help us pick out a boat?
I'd love nothing more.
Yes, we could use a consultant.
Well, that I can certainly do. What kinds of boats are you looking at here?
Here's the list. They've got several damaged ships after the last fight. The Stormbreaker's already been sold, but the rest of these are available. I like the sounds of the Undertaker.
That's the one that caught my eye as well, I gotta say.
You know,
does not have functioning munitions or weapons, but it is fitted for them, so that's quite nice.
Oh, well, we're by...
You have, 7 crewmen, you said?
7 total, including me, yes.
We could go with the battleship.
The Redwater. Has a nice ring to it, doesn't it?
I like it. I like the sound of a battleship.
Which one do you think is going to be the fastest?
In my professional opinion, I would say the Undertaker, we were talking about that one, or the Entrepreneur. Those are the two that I think are going to do fastest, because you got to find the right proportion of number of sails and overall weight of the boat. I think those two are the ones to look at. Now, the Entrepreneur is a lot smaller. We could, between the 4 of you and the 7 of us, we make over half a fully functioning crew, so that could be beneficial. But, I mean, it'll take a lot longer before we get, like, the Redwater up and running. But we do okay on the Undertaker, no doubt about it.
Well, that sounds like the option, then. Strong, yet fast.
All right, the Undertaker it is.
Okay, and do you think we need, like, cannons or, like, round, like, ram? On here, on the catalog, it says I can get a ram.
Yeah, now you understand that's not like a goat. It's not like a fringe.
Oh, I did kind of think it was like a ram, a goat ram.
No, it's like it's a hardened like wooden beam reinforced with metal that you stick on the end of your boat down near the water level, and you use it mm-hmm. to ram into other boats, making them sink.
Do you think we need that?
It certainly wouldn't hurt, but I'd take a cannon over a ram depending on what kind of funding we're working with at this juncture.
What about a ballista?
I'd take a ballista. A cannon packs more of a punch, but ballista will get the job done.
Okay, so 950.
That's the estimated cost. I'm gonna have to that's just like what it was appraised at, but once you get in and you start digging around, the actual cost is going to change a little bit.
Does it have cannons?
Not currently. It's fitted for them, but it doesn't have any right now.
Shoot, we're gonna need some.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would go Ellen, in on a cannon.
Ellen, even or odd?
Odd.
Odd. All right, so it is actually going to be a little bit cheaper than 950.
Nice.
I'd go in. I'd split a cost of a cannon with someone.
Oh my god!
Oh god!
896 gold pieces.
896 okay. Divided by 4 is 224.
I'd wait to divide the cost until you figure out like all of the. Like the cannons and all of that as well. I mean, unless you all feel strongly about splitting it up some other way, I just give the grand total and then divide that by 4.
Okay.
Now, while the boat's being repaired, can Tor spelunk the oceans for cannons from the battles?
That's a great... I would love to do an entire episode of that, like an interlude. but... For the sake of expedience, yeah, I think so. Roll me, like, we're gonna say you're bloodied by the time you come up because there's still, like, ocean hydras and stuff down there. But, you know, the usual. But roll me an investigation check.
Okay.
Take some guide. Why don't you take some guidance?
That's a D4?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One. 17.
Impressive. You're able to find 4 cannons that are functional and will be manageable to like repair and put on the boat.
Damn.
Getting the I guess blacksmith needed to hammer out the few wrinkles and stuff that and like clean off the inside so that it's like fully functional is going to run you a little bit, but it's not nearly going to be 750 per cannon.
Yeah. Okay.
Nice save, Tor.
Yeah. It is going to be 150 per cannon. So 150 times 4 is 600 for 4 cannons instead of 750 for 1.
Cannons. That's a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 600 for the cannons, and how many cannonballs are we buying? Do you get more than 10 this time?
I would always recommend sailing with at least 20 per cannon, but I'm not the one paying for the boat. I'm not the one who owns the boat. That's just my professional opinion.
Okay. So... That's going to be 20 times 4 times 2.
Hold I'd on, say at math. Least 80, but the more the better, as long as 80. You don't sink the ship.
20 cannonballs. Okay, that's 160 in cannons if we get 80 cannons.
Cannonballs. 80 cannonballs. Cannons of mighty, mighty big ordeal.
So far that is 896. Plus 160. So that's 1656. If we divide that by 4, is 414. Okay, so we could still get a ram and potions and the like. And still have some gold in our pockets.
Nice.
Yeah, certainly feel free to do so. As you are figuring out these expenses, Guthrie scurries off to go gather the rest of the crew. How soon are you looking to set sail? You want to do that by this evening? If we hit low tide, I think we can get out of here.
Literally as soon as possible.
It's going to be rough with the hurricane, so you understand that.
Yeah, it's fine.
Have you been on a boat before?
No, never. I've read books, but I've seen boats.
Right. All right. Okay. Great.
Unless you think we should wait, because we just gotta get a Shigeyote as soon as possible. We'll tell you on the way why.
Very well. What's your name, little lady?
Penelope Whitlock.
That's right. Forgive me. You told me that already.
Yeah, yeah.
Penelope, I would just recommend that you bring a bucket with you.
What's the bucket for?
Your vomit.
Maybe we should wait till the morning.
If we're concerned about that, we're going to wait until the end of this hurricane. This hurricane season, even.
Well, maybe I can throw up a little bit. I'll just cure wounds myself.
All right, well, cure wounds it is, or maybe get some, tea that'll settle your stomach, something like that, before we set out.
Yeah. So we are getting provision. We need provisions, right?
We would need that.
Okay, how much for some... We want basic, or do we want better than basic provisions?
I like better.
You're looking at 3 weeks of travel.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. You're looking at a whole month of travel.
Yeah. And I don't think anyone can create food and water, right? That was just the last party that had all that fun stuff?
I think this party is a little more strapped for that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Abraham does not have any abilities that I know of that make it to where I need to, that I can grow food, but...
I can do spike growth.
You can eat the spike growth.
If we bring, a bucket and some seeds, I could cast plant growth on it.
I mean, I can purify food and drink, but...
I can do that too, but would that just turn water into salt water into regular water?
Yeah, so you're good on water at least.
Yeah. Oh man, my hiccups are back. They have had hiccups all day. And I was like, oh no, I hope I don't have hiccups for podcast tonight because everyone's going to make fun of me. They found me.
I was listening to an old episode and you had the hiccups. Yeah, plant growth is certainly a good option. Otherwise, you can just, buy normal rations out of, the player handbook.
Yeah. We should probably get some rations and booze like we did with the last one.
Looking for a month's...
Sort of spell to travel us.
A month's worth of rations for 11 people is... 33. That's only 40 gold pieces.
Oh, easy.
Yeah.
Is that basic or is that better than basic?
That's basic. We'll say 60 if you want better than basic.
Should we say 60 better than basic? Okay.
Sure.
And then I personally am going to want that potion of water breathing.
Makes sense.
At least two of them.
Good thinking.
You don't want to drown?
No, not really. So 180 for a potion of water breathing.
Back on your head.
No, thank you.
So, shared expenses all squared away. What was that number you said earlier, Ellen?
Now I have to add it, so...
456.
It was 456 plus the provisions, plus... Do we want anything else off this potions list?
I figured you'd do potions individually.
Okay.
But, so 456 plus 15 for the rations is... 469. Nice. So 469 gold pieces each, and then whatever you want for your own potions.
I'm getting 429. I don't know if I'm doing my math right, though.
Mine was 428.5.
Okay. Give me a second here. I'm not role-playing a shady merchant right now.
So I'm getting 1716 for the total. So 896 for the boat, 600 for the cannons, 160 for the cannonballs, $60 for provisions.
Yeah, I'm not sure where I went wrong, but 429 is correct.
Cool. Woo!
All right, supplies are gathered, and any potions and stuff for the next, hour of real lifetime, any extra potions that you want to buy with your own money, that's fine.
Okay.
We'll just do that kind of while we're continuing to progress the story forward.
Okay.
So you've gathered your provisions, you've repaired the boat, the repairs to the boat took most of the rest of the day, which gave Guthrie time to go and gather the rest of the crew. And now it's a little bit past dinner time, and you've said goodbye to Isaac, to Sapphire, to your other allies in Kokaris, and it is time to set sail. The water is rough. The crew that Pete Six shoots surrounds himself with is equally rough, equally abrasive. Let me drag them out onto the map here so you can see them. There we go. So you're on the boat, and you witness all of these rough and tumble types make their way onto the boat. So obviously there's Pete Sixshoot himself. There's his mate Guthrie, who you met earlier. There are a couple. There's a duelist, your kind of typical swashbuckler. She looks Taiyangese, like some kind of martial artist. So she might be able to teach you a thing or two if you want to learn some unarmed combat. She is shorter than you, Penelope, but around Arf's height, I guess. Arf is shorter than Penelope, I think, right?
No, Penelope's shorter than Arf was what we've learned.
Okay. So she's around Penelope's height then, a little shorter than Arf. Let's see, there's a Storm Genasi who functions kind of like Jack Ragman, right? Like she's able to manipulate the wind and calm down the storm a little bit, make the effects a little bit less difficult, and speed up your travel time a little bit, the same way Jack was able to. Let's see. Yeah, and then there's a couple bruisers that obviously, they do know their way around a ship, no doubt, but their primary purpose is just, intimidation and plundering when needed. So there's this big turtle who has these huge, spiky shields, and there is a vicious-looking shark folk. So that's the crew you've surrounded yourself with.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on your voyage, the first night is pretty rough. You're able to make it through without too much trouble, I'm sure. Do you want to make a con save, Penelope?
Do I get advantage?
I don't see why you would.
I have a bucket?
No.
Okay.
The bucket is in case you fail. Yeah, that's going to be a fail.
I'm just throwing up. I had a plan where I was going to be slowly healing everyone's sanity over time with my magic item, but I'm just throwing up.
Yeah, it's only the first night. You will find your sea legs, but the first night is really rough. Captain Pete warns that there is going to be rougher weather ahead. This is hurricane season. You're sailing across the equator. It's going to be a rough ride. But has, I mean, dawn, such as it is, comes. It's just a lightning from dark storm clouds to slightly lighter storm clouds to kind of a gray. It's time to, I guess, break everyone's fast. And actually, Tor, I'm sorry, not Tor, Arf would probably make this discovery. Like, the hold of your ship is pretty well stocked with some wines and whiskeys from Taiying. This is a Taiyingese warship converted to fit all of your needs. But yeah, it's got a fairly nice wine cellar.
Of course Arf would notice that.
You might be muted, Alex.
Can I make a sleight of hand check to see how many whiskey bottles I can take without anyone noticing?
You're alone in the cellar, and it's your boat, so I don't think that's completely necessary.
Can I roll a d20 to see how many whiskey bottles I take?
Dang. Sure.
Can't you just take all of them?
The question is, where are you taking them?
They're for me. These are mine.
This is where you would store them.
Well, I want them for me.
Okay.
I rolled a d20. I got 9.
I mean, yeah, you can. You've got 9 whiskey bottles gathered up in your arms.
And bottles of whiskey.
Yeah, you start to take a step back, and you bump into a barrel of ostensibly of apples. But when the barrel falls over, it's got this like kind of empty thump. You don't hear much of anything jostling around, but you do hear some kind of tumble. Just, it doesn't sound like that's actually a barrel full of apples.
That was, I was gonna chop up some of those apples and put them in some of this whiskey and have some whiskey apples. That was kind of weird. I'll begrudgingly put down the bottles of whiskey. And he's gonna kind of be like, what? Kind of grab the barrel, and am I able to like lift it up at all, or like move it around?
I mean, it's heavy. It's a wooden barrel, but you can set it back upright easily, or you could peel the lid off. Again, it's labeled apples, but definitely not the right like noise when you jostle it.
I'll kind of like prop it back up, like oh boy, get it back a little thump, then I'll take the lid off and be like, what is this?
Inside, you do not see apples. Maggie, hello.
Oi. Hello.
What does Arf find?
Arf finds a little fairy bruiser by the name of Finn, who had stowed away in this barrel while trying to hide from some baddies that she was in a bar brawl with the evening before. And fell asleep and found herself here.
An unintentional stowaway. Well, you're not apples.
Well, you're not who I expected, I hope. You wanted to boat boys?
Boat boy? Why does everyone keep... Who... Do you know these guys? Why do they keep talking to me like this?
Couldn't tell you, friend. Listen, I don't know what you were doing in here. You don't know what I'm doing here, but if you want to maybe keep that on the quieter side, I'd very much appreciate it. And she kind of peeks around and says, yeah, won't tell anybody about the 12 bottles that you took.
Well, first of all, it's not 12, it's 9.
It could be if you wanted an extra set of hands.
Well, see, I like the way you think now. Now we got something going. All right, here, nice to meet you. Name is Arf.
They call me Finn.
All right, Finn. Well, this, you know, we can keep this between you. Wait, this is my ship. I can take all the whiskey I want to.
You really could. Oh, this is your ship. We're on a ship. Oh, that's why I felt so sick when I woke up earlier. Okay. There's a lot. Where are we going on the ship?
Well, we're going somewhere that you. You're going with us now, I guess. I'm gonna open the door. I'm gonna be like, hey, fellas.
Nope. Do you want help with the bottles or no?
No, we're on. This is my ship. We got different rules now. Come on. I'm gonna grab Finn. And we're gonna make our way out of the cellar.
Listen, I'm a little bit. But be nice.
All right. Yeah, you are a little bit. Come on, let's go. It's just pulling Finn along. All right, let's go. You got to meet the boys.
And girl.
And girl.
As you bring Finn up, we will deal with the fallout after the break, or next week if you're listening. For those of us who are listening in podcast form instead of watching on a live stream, Maggie, can you just kind of paint a picture of Finn for us?
Yeah, absolutely. So like I said, she is a fairy. She's about 2 feet tall, sort of has lavender skin and maybe a couple of shades darker purple hair, and really by nature should be a very, very pretty creature, but she has done herself up with war paint and wears studded leather armor and is just a bruiser. And she has these, you know, almost kind of purple bat wings that have clearly been clipped at one point in her life. And they're still functional, but it's uncomfortable for her. You can always tell when she takes off that it's not fun to fly. But yeah, she's just a little toughy and she's ready to party.
Amazing. Thank you.
And who are you, Maggie?
Oh, me? Little old me? My name is Maggie Borden. I have been with the Homebrew Network for a hot minute now. I was on World Weavers and a little show called RPGU with my girl Ellen here. And super excited to be joining Sanity Damage. Outside of this, I'm actor, voice actor, comedian, and cat mom all around.
Awesome. Well, we are excited to have you. We are going to take our midway break now, so we'll come back at, let's see, we'll say 8:55, a little over 10 minutes, so take a minute, stretch your legs, whatever you need to do. Audience, we will see you soon. Podcast listeners, we will see you next week.